Thank you to the band leading us so well, so helpful. Let us turn to God's word in Psalm 130. It's a great Jewish psalm, but very much the words are so familiar in Christian praise, Christian prayer. A psalm which was prayed corporately in the congregation, but also a psalm that can be taken individually and prayed individually. Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, so that we can with reverence serve you. I wait for the Lord. My whole being waits, and in his word I put my hope. I wait for the Lord. More than watchmen wait for the morning. More than watchmen wait for the morning. Israel, put your hope in the Lord. For with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. Amen. So it's a psalm which begins with the deepest possible chaos and despair, a bit like Psalm 40 in the pit. But he's actually, the picture here is of the waters of drowning out of the depths. And the ancient people, they feared the sea, and the sea was symbolic of chaos. And yet the deliverance from that chaos is a discovery of God's forgiveness, such that the person who was praying is then able to turn to other people and say, put your hope in the Lord because he can set you free. When we think of chaos, there's things that we can see and there are things we cannot see. But the Bible tells us that we live in a spiritual battle, and the forces of evil rage against the believer like a roaring lion, and the powers of the devil, of the demonic world, it holds us back. And the key to freedom is discovering forgiveness. Forgiveness cannot be underestimated. Forgiveness cannot be bypassed as the means by which our lives can be completely free. I'm no expert on cars, but one of my friends was telling me how he drove from London to Fortrose. And when he got to Fortrose, the car packed in. And this car expert had a look at it, and the distributor was disconnected from the engine. And the mechanic was looking at him with amazement. He said, I just don't know how you got from London to Fortrose in this state, because that distributor is just so important in the vehicle. It's a bit like walking around with your head under your arm and keep walking. Or whether you want to think about an engine management system if you want to bring it up to date. But for our lives, without forgiveness, everything gets blocked. and things don't flow, and things don't work. And that's the same individually, it's the same in community. And the deliverance from chaos and from the power of Satan is to receive forgiveness and to give forgiveness to others. So first of all, we receive forgiveness. He says, Lord, I call to you for mercy. It begins with humility. It moves into honesty and then into confession. Without humility, honesty, and confession, there can be no freedom. We see here in verse 4, he says, after receiving forgiveness, so that we can with reverence serve you. Our service for the Lord is not free, is blocked if we have not been humble and honest and seeking that forgiveness for our sins. And that's why when we come together in worship, when we come together in prayer, when we pray on our own, we need to go through these steps of humility and honesty and receiving that forgiveness. God loves honesty. We know that Jesus telling the story of the publican and the tax collector. And the one who was accepted was the one who said, Lord, have mercy upon me, a sinner. And that man went home accepted by God. So in verse 5, he's saying, I wait for the Lord. My whole being waits, and in his word I put my hope. In his word I put my hope. What is that word? It's a word of forgiveness. It's like the word in 1 John 1, verses 9 and 10, that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. And we may have heard these words many, many times before, but that does not take away the power of hearing these words again afresh, because yesterday we may have sinned. Today we may have sinned. And we need to know that God forgives us. And the word of assurance of God's word telling us that yes, you are forgiven. So many people do not make progress because they think that perhaps God doesn't forgive them. Maybe God forgives other people, but God doesn't forgive them. I can remember somebody telling me, even out there in a conversation in the coffee shop one day, and that they told me how they became a Christian. They said they were at a communion service, and the preacher said the words, it's for you. And they'd been in church all their life, and they understood all that Jesus had done, but they had never applied it to themselves. And somehow, that night, when the preacher said, it's for you, they heard that word, and they put their hope in that word. So I wait for the Lord. Perhaps you've known this great good news about Jesus. And perhaps you've even called out to God for forgiveness. But you don't have that peace because you are putting your confidence in yourself. But you need to put your confidence in the word of assurance that if you confess your sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. We come to Him tonight with expectation because of what Jesus has done. We come to Him tonight with expectation and we put our confidence in His word. Tomorrow is a new day. Tomorrow is a new dawn. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen watch for the morning. More than watchmen wait for the morning. And so finishing with Israel, put your hope in the Lord. For with the Lord is steadfast love. It's that word I mentioned this morning, that word chesed, unfailing love, loving kindness. This is what God is like, and this is what He calls us to be like, and therefore we not only receive that forgiveness from God, but we want to be like Him, and the most Christ-like thing we can do is to release that forgiveness to others. So God, having dealt with the resentment in our hearts as we look at Jesus on the cross saying, "Forgive them for they know not what they're doing." And when we forgive another person, we're not saying, "I'm going to wait until they admit that they're wrong." We forgive them now and we say from the heart, like Jesus, "I forgive them. I do not hold judgment over them. I refuse to hold resentment in my heart towards them." And God sets us free, and that forgiveness enables us to serve Him without fear. And that is the gospel, isn't it? That is the hope that we share. We say to people, put your hope in the Lord because He is loving. He loved us so much that He gave His only Son that we would not perish but have eternal life. What is eternal life? To know Him. To know Him forever. And it's not a partial setting free, it's a full redemption. Because He Himself has done it. And it's total and it's comprehensive. It's all of our sins. So let us take this word of assurance tonight. Let us not allow the devil to have any hold over us. Let us not allow our service for the Lord to be blocked in any way. But let us look to Jesus on the cross and receive that fresh assurance even as we take bread and wine tonight. And there will be a moment where we can confess our sins and receive that word of assurance from God's word. Let us enter into that blessing and let us give Him thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.